So the next topic, I guess, would be Spider-Man. So,
Yep.
how are you gonna make the effort to try to make it a spoiler-free, or you wanna go full on spoiler? If full on spoiler, we put the disclaimer now.
Okay.
Possible or not?
I think
So,
spoiler free is fine. Because
okay.
if spoiler free, then it'll be very brief and short. We won't go really into it.
Okay.
So, I mean, because it's still a new, I mean, Annabelle been out for a while, so Spider-Man is still a new movie, so let's not try to spoil it for people.
All right, fair enough. So
You
I guess like okay, how
haven't
long
watched
is
it yet, right?
no not yet. I hopefully next week, hopefully, if time is right, then I will see with Ada. So okay, how long is the movie? 2 hours plus.
Spider-Man comes home. Shit, I can't remember.
About there, 2 hours
I
plus,
think it
right?
was about 2 hours, yeah. 2 hours.
Like
2 hours, yeah, it's about
two
two
hours
hours.
plus, right? Like the I mean, when Spider-Man moves around, obviously there's like CGI involved. Like, what do you think? Was it like overdone? Was it like, did it fit well with the scene? You know, sometimes CGI you can make or break a scene, which is annoys me a lot, lah, actually.
Yeah, that's true. No,
So what do you think?
I think for, I mean, since Spider-Man Homecoming, I mean, since Spider-Man appeared from Civil War until now, I think the CG has been, it's been done okay. I mean, it's not bad.
I mean, you've
Neither
seen
it
worse,
is,
right?
yeah, I've seen way worse than
Like, not
this.
Venom worse, So
I mean, like talking about movies that are just like, this gets into your skin,
Oh,
Predator, Venom.
Venom definitely got onto my skin. And there was no
Ta-da.
symbiote. There's no symbiote on me to get on my skin.
God, but okay, let's go back to Spider-Man Far From Home.
You made me go,
But
Jesus Christ.
I mean, this movie was it was a very good ending towards phase three for me, I personally feel. And also for the fact that how, I mean, throughout the whole movie, you can, if you watch it, they really pay a lot of tribute and homage to Tony Stark. That's for sure.
I mean, yeah, like, it's like his idol, like in the whole, yeah.
But in terms of plot, in terms of character works, I mean, the only, for me personally, the only thing I didn't like about the movie was Mary Jane. That's, what's her name? Zendaya. Is it?
Let me see.
I think it's Zendaya, right? Actress. Shit, I can't remember her
Yeah.
name.
Let me see whether I can pronounce the name properly. Zendaya. That's
Yeah.
the yeah.
For me, I feel that she kind of, like everybody else was fine, but she kind of, I don't know, like it feels awkward when every scene that, you know, she appears and all. But other than that, movie was great, plot was great. Tom Holland killed it as usual.
Like how was it like in this movie? Is it like a bit more like when he first debuted? Was it Civil War, right? That was the first time
Civil War, yeah.
Spider-Man. Yeah, he's like very upbright, chirpy. Is he still like that
He
in this
tries
one?
to be.
Or is
I mean,
he like gloomier because somebody died?
the thing is, he's gloomier for sure. I mean, from the trailer itself, you can see that he's way, way more gloomier than how he first appeared in. But for me, I see it as a maturing stage for him. This movie
Okay.
is basically a maturing stage for him
Okay, character
on
development into like
character
a
into something really, really big, I think. So, but I think he did very well for this movie as well. I mean, you know, Spider-Man Homecoming, there was that one scene. I mean, till today, I still think about the scene all the time. That
Which
one
one?
scene where he was trapped under like like a rock or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying his best to just lift the thing up, and he was like crying and, you know, sobbing. That scene really got me, like you can really feel his desperation and you know.
Yeah, straight out from the comics. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So the thing is, I mean, Tom Holland, man, he's really, really good. He's the face of Spider-Man now. Like, he already took over like Tobey Maguire and what's the other guy? Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like Andrew Garfield more than Tobey Maguire, though. Like, Andrew Garfield has that so-called that physique that really... I mean, Tobey Maguire is a small guy as well, but I don't know, like, but Tom Holland now, yeah, lah, he's definitely the face of Spider-Man. I mean, he's a real-life gymnast before he actually went on to be Spider-Man. I mean, he can do actual flips, which is like very helpful.
You know the guy that act as Happy, what's his name?
The guy on Netflix that
John Favreau.
Yeah.
He has a TV series on Netflix called Chef, and there was one episode where he called Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., the Russo's brothers, and Kevin Feige, and
show on Netflix.
Yeah, the cooking show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Tom Holland actually said that, you know, he took up like dancing classes and gymnastic and I don't know, just a lot of things. And I remember there was one of the Russo brothers that said that, for every scene that he does in the movie, like the only reason, the one thing that made them say that, oh, he's Spider-Man, is he actually did flips after flips after flips after takes and all. And they were like, this guy is the man for the job.
It reminds me of Jackie Chan. Like, I can only imagine one day, right?
He just said to the director, Jackie Chan in a Spider-Man suit.
Because, like, because he's doing flips, right? He's bound to get injured, though. No? It's not easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Imagine he landing on some tendon koya or what, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, Jackie Chan, the most injury also because he does it to himself. What? like jump on some random poko, then he miss, then land on the don't know what, then the ear got cut. See what?
Yeah, that's true.
But so, okay, I mean the director also wouldn't put him on danger. So, but I'm waiting for him to do a Jackie Chan nonsense. So.
He probably has loads of injury, but I guess he don't really show it.
Yeah, but then again, he's young, lah. Like, he's damn agile for his age. Like, wow, that's...
Like, he's a 23-year-old acting as an 16-year-old, and he pulled it off. That's a lot, man.
Even, like, if you were to work at 7-Eleven, and then you don't know him, you thought he'd be in his teenage year, because he looks so young.
Yeah, he does. He looks very young.
Yeah, so... I mean, good for him, if he somehow stays on until the day where Spider-Man as a franchise is fully taken over by Marvel again 100% with no ties with Sony, and he still is Spider-Man, and I guess that's really mission accomplished. Like, I wish Stan Lee was still around to see that, lah. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad that it's no longer around.
So, like, 2 hours plus. Okay, so this one is not really a spoiler, but they explain well that from the 5-year absent and like the missing link, like in stuff between like missing like that, and how they try to adapt. Do they do well in explaining?
They actually did very well explaining.
They do.
And they actually
they incorporate... 5-year gap is big, you know?
They incorporate that 5-year gap thing into the movie very well. Then you'll be like, oh shit, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, that was done very well. Like, and I'm just going to say that, because if I say anymore, it'll be spoilers. So
okay, understand. All right. So what about Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio? Like, this is his first. Is this his first like
MCU
superhero gig?
Oh, superhero.
Right. This is his
I
first.
Think, yeah, I think it is his first.
Hmm. So how is he? How is he portrayed?
Honestly, it's just.
Or is
he
kaku?
I mean, he did well, but it's just Jake Gyllenhaal being Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what I mean? He really executed his role as Mysterio well.
Hmm.
Like I mean.
Does he have the Will Smith effect? Like, you know, no matter how you put Will Smith into a blue color, you still see Will Smith. Is he having that effect?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
But you don't really feel it that much. That's how you feel it with Mr. Smith.
Yeah, you put Mr. Smith as a person under the mask, you still see Will Smith. How like that?
Oh, man, I don't know. That one is a whole different
how
topic.
How to take an assassin seriously when I see is him? How like that? So I don't know. I haven't seen yet. So, like early on, before.
But the thing is, for Spider-Man Far From Home, the credit scenes.
Yes, is there? Is there end credits?
There's two credits in a mid credit and a right at the end of the movie.
Okay,
cool. But you can see that it's a pre-production stage of setting up into something big.
Mm. Into phase four?
Yeah, into phase
four. Okay.
Because if this one is not a spoiler, it's in the trailer as well.
Mm.
But there was a mention of multiverse.
The part where Mysterio met up with Spider-Man and then they were like talking about multiverse. So, that one I remember.
So I don't know. For me personally, I feel that everyone is expecting a super big villain. Like, you know, first it was Ultron, then it was Thanos. And now there must be somebody bigger than this. My only two guesses, according to myself, I say it can be the multiverse villain of themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or Norman Osborn.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So for me, I feel like these two can be like the big thing for the next phase.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, Norman Osborn is pretty dangerous, psychotic dangerous. So I could roll with it.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, for this one, they don't really tell you what they are going to do, but they kind of tell you that the direction they are going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So has Nick Fury cursed anybody yet? Do you realize that
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
You know, I used to hate him so much, but now I've actually grown to like him even more.
Why would you hate him for?
Because I think during the earlier days, he used to act a lot of black comedies. Like, there's so much black comedies that he used to do. I can't even remember.
I mean, there's a lot. Like, he's been around for a long time.
Then, of course, he has that famous snake on the motherfucking plane. And, you know, literally Samuel Jackson is literally everywhere. Robocop, Snake on a Plane. What's that? Hateful Eight. Literally everywhere, I swear.
But so far no one has expressed like how annoyed like he's everywhere yet.
No. I honestly think that is his persona, you know what I mean? Like, certain people, like, let's say, example, people like Leonardo DiCaprio, you will look at him, you'll be like, oh, you know, he's a guy that will do like Oscar winning movies and, you know, those like Martin Scorsese kind of movies and all. Mm. So you expect that from him.
Mm.
But Samuel Jackson is like anything, you know, like even the movie that just straight to DVD or straight to TV, there you go, Samuel Jackson is. No kind of thing.
Yeah. the thing, I guess the trait that I kind of like about him is that he just doesn't care about your opinion. He just want to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's what I really like about him.
And if you don't like it, you know, F you. So that's it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Were you aware about the running meme for a while about the poster at the MRT about the eye patch thing?
Oh yeah. I saw you posting about this.
I don't know which bugger go and Photoshop putting two eye patch on his eye. And now both eyes are covered with eye patch, and then got one cross on the, because the eye patch covering his head, right? So
oh my god.
Until I don't know how, I think maybe it's either on Twitter or was it Instagram, like, you know, like hashtag. Mm. So I guess he saw. Mm. And then he reacted to it. Then I think it was yesterday or was it today, Ada told me that they already changed most of the like MRT like sticker poster, completely changed to One Direction only. So
I think to people who are listening, not One Direction the band as in One Direction left side.
But bro,
was it left side or right side? Left side.
I think it's...
Even we don't even know.
I have to see the movie to test. but seriously, like, you have to get an actor to react in such a way, and then it got viral, and they had to change. Wow, that's kind of... Yeah. When you think about it, that's one hell of an effect. No?
Yeah, exactly. The power of social media, man.
But I'm pretty sure he's not angry. He's just rolling. I mean, Samuel Jackson, like, why would he be so angry about something like that?
I think he's pretty chilled out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he even appeared on this YouTube channel called All Deaf Digital.
Oh, what
channel? It's basically a channel that they do like dad jokes and all kinds of random stuff and all. And he actually appeared on one of the episodes to do dad jokes. And the thing is, you know someone, if you see someone, you will know that he's a really good actor. If he can make the most lamest and simplest thing into something really hilarious, then you'll be like, shit. And he did it.
Yeah. His impromptu is pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, his impromptu is really good.
Funny, like when I saw the thing went viral, I was like, oh my god. So fast, reached this guy. And the focus, because the promo poster, I think, just only pasted. At that time, before the movie came out, it was quite recent. I think it was about a week, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it reached him, and he reacted to it so fast that it only took about a day or something for him to notice. But, I mean, one of my reservists, sergeant, right now, he already ROD, to what my impression about how Disney Singapore works, they are pretty efficient. The amount of the people working in supporting, they have their marketing team, they have whatever, research team and all that. They pretty efficient. It kind of gives me the sense of Disney is a giant in its own self. And then to have a branch here, it's a segment away from the HQ, but still be as efficient as the main one,
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how it feels like to work at Disney. It's quite interesting thing.
It'll be fun. I have a friend who's from California, and we talk a lot because we are in the same beard club and what. So at one point in time, he was doing a lot of artwork, like drawings of like DC characters and all. So me and a bunch of friends, we were like, oh, you know, you should head it in, go ahead. And and he really did it. And now he's actually working for DC. And he said the culture and everything there is amazing. Really amazing.
I can't imagine what's the day-to-day thing if you work in in companies like Marvel or DC or Disney. I wonder what's the day-to-day.
Exactly. I think it'll make you work a really eventful day, but you still have time to enjoy yourself and what.
Yeah. Unless you, unless you cock up, you put the eye patch like wrong direction as well.
Or unless you cock up, 14 million, 40 million to 14 million.
Okay, that one is the town admin. Okay, that one, I don't know how you mix up a number which is so huge.
By the way, for those who don't know what we are talking about, it's basically Swamp Thing.
Yeah, we will definitely cover that in the episode. But like, oh my god, I cannot believe an admin error that big. Somebody definitely got fired, man. Come on.
Definitely, man.
That's a lot of money, bro.
That's like 26 million difference.
Like 40 and 14. What the fuck? How will it?
Poor guy. He probably thinking like, oh, you know, I'm working on this movie. Yeah, next day, you know, he's gone.
Oh my god. There's such a disappointment, but never mind. So for Spider-Man right now, as mentioned earlier, on Rotten Tomato meter 92 and audience score 97. What do you think? Do you think it's justifiable?
I think it's justifiable.
If out of 10, how much are you going to give it? You give it a 9?
I'll probably give it an 8.5.
Mm. Okay. There's still things.
I think so far, Marvel movies, the one that actually got a 9 and above for me personally, I think Infinity War, Endgame, Civil War, and Black Panther.
Mm. Okay.
So far for me, I mean. Maybe.
For me, I suppose the only two movies that made me have like no reaction would be the first Thor movie and Captain Marvel. These two movies are the only ones which, if I remember correctly, that made me go in and come out like, what did I just watch? Because for the first Thor movie, I suppose like they are still trying to figure out what to do and how to do the character in a live setting, because like they've never done a Thor movie prior to this. But as the second movie, Dark World, right?
Dark World, yeah.
Yeah, so Dark World and the third one, it was definitely better lah. For Captain Marvel,
third one, my god, Taika Waititi really nailed it there.
Hey man, you wanna join Revolution? That was so hysterical. I was quite ignorant to find out like really late that's actually him doing the voice acting. Oh my god, so hilarious.
He's a brilliant director.
Yeah, he seems to be like a nice guy.
Yeah, and I mean, look at his show, What We Do in the Shadows. He's doing so well now, my god.
Oh my god, that one also we can talk about it.
We will talk about it another time because
bloody funny.
What We Do in the Shadows has Matt Berry, who is my favorite guy ever, from his what's that show? Eat Crowd to Toast of London. And wow, tell you, he really annoys the shit out of me there, like him.
What was that scene in the movie? He was like, I can't remember which what the character's name are. He was like practicing his bow and arrow. Then he shot him in the knee. Hell! his voice, oh my god, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny.
Yeah, he is good. But so, we will talk about What We Do in the Shadows in another episode.
You have you finished watching the entire season yet?
Oh no, not yet. I'm only until like
you prepare yourself. Just prepare yourself.
How many episodes?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I tell you, they incorporate that slapstick moments. Oh my god, damn funny. Like seriously, fucking funny.
Yeah, that's a really good show. I read one of those series now that I'm like, enjoy.
Yeah, they poke stuff about Twilight. They poke stuff about generic vampire
stuff. Putting glitter on myself.
Oh my god! I like, I cannot believe they actually went there. Though. So I was like, hey, okay, funny. Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess like when it comes to TV series, I mean, I think British comedy are really spot on.
Like initially you watch it, you probably like some people say it's dry. Yeah, their humor is sometimes, but when you understand the certain lingos or what the subject matter is, it's very fun.
Yeah, even that show Ricky Gervais did called Afterlife.
Mm.
That one was actually quite good. It was actually introduced by.
Slightly depressing.
My wife, she told me, say that, oh, you know, you should go and watch this Ricky Gervais show. And the whole concept of the show is basically him losing his wife, trying to kill himself, and how his dog stalks him all the time. And he's just basically an old grump that's sarcastic to every single one around him.
You know, when you think about it, it's quite dark humor, because it talks about depression. And how he's trying to make out of it by being funny about it. I mean, funny to us.
Yeah.
And then giving his dog cereals.
Yeah.
No time to buy. Like why?
Yeah. But anyways, back to Spider-Man.
Yeah. So I have yet to watch it. Hopefully by next week, we see how... I'm gonna try to watch at Funan. Funan has a GV there, so
the new mall.
So hopefully you can try there and see how's the experience like so far. If you and the ratings online, I see pretty high, but I don't wanna go in with expectations. Because expectations is always a double-edged sword. Like, you know, you wanna expect the best, and then you don't get what you want. But actually there's nothing, it's just you know. Hopefully
I think anyone that goes into watching Spider-Man Far Home, I think they will really enjoy it. And I think they will especially enjoy it for Tom Holland's performance in the movie. He really did very well.
Looking forward to it. So, anyway, I think that's pretty much what we can say on the movie. I mean, we can always revisit and talk about Easter eggs.
And full-on spoilers and whatnot. Yeah, for sure.
So I guess that's about it for the Spider-Man. So, timestamp. So, I need to understand